Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey, everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends. Nick and Femi. Better bet. Bet. You should bet. No, you better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Ebbafe, the crew, and you. So I like that, but like, what about Kevin Harlan and Joe Buck? Like, what's the, like, Bill, is the plan to have like rotating opens? Is that what we're thinking? Femi, is that the plan or?
I'm guessing that's what the plan is. Bill says we have two versions, is what he put in the chat. So yeah, maybe a little. We'll spice it up so it doesn't get stale. I like that.
Do you think it's stale?
No. Well, I mean, it's like if you hear the same one every single day and like you add on Brian Anderson and let's say we add on something else, like all of a sudden now we're going 90 seconds for the open, you know? Mix it up.
So we have Buck and Harlan as one, and then we have, that's Brian Anderson and Ian Eagle. That's good stuff.
I think it's phenomenal. I'm excited to hear the other one. Yeah. I mean, like obviously we've heard Buck and Harlan, but yeah.
So Addy wrote something in our chat, and like I have to put my hand up here. Addy wrote that I trapped you because when you said like it's stale, I was like, do you think the open's stale? This is literally like, I'm just telling you, like, this is an exaggeration of what I'm about to say because it's obviously not true when I say it. My wife hates me.
Welcome to the club.
Like, she doesn't, yes, like I think every husband in the world could say that. It's true to some degree. Like, my wife does not hate me. Like, my wife loves me. I love my wife to pieces. But, like, that's the kind of thing, as soon as I said it to you, I was like, when I say things like that to my wife, we've been together for 7 years now, she doesn't even, like, answer me anymore. Because she's like, I see what you're doing here. Like, you have trapped me here, and there's, like, no way out of this. And I literally did that to you. And I would just like to apologize because I put you in an impossible spot where you said that the open's stale. And I go, really? You think the open's stale? Like, I do that to my wife and she might actually hate me. It's possible that she actually hates me.
She hates you, but she loves you as well. Like, you know, like that's what it is, which is perfectly normal. You know, with someone for many years, every single day, like, you know, you're going to hate them and love them. Which is, it's healthy. It wouldn't be healthy if it was just all love. It's like, okay, like, I'm clearly a flawed human, as we all are, but yeah, you know?
Well, how long have you been with your wife for?
We met in 2017, so 8 years. Yeah, summer 2017.
How long would you say, like, I guess we can call it the honeymoon phase. Like, how long did the honeymoon phase last for in your relationship?
Probably until the first Valentine's Day. So yeah, Valentine's Day 2018, when I screwed that up, that's when it was like, she was like not happy with me. And I was
What'd you do?
I didn't acknowledge it. I was like, Valentine's Day, whatever. And like, that's like a busy time during the.
Are you an idiot?
I literally was like, Femi. This is like a made up holiday. I mean, I was single for many years. I thought it was a made up holiday.
Femi, yeah. Even Tyler's ragging on you, and he's right. Dude, that is, that's so bad. It's, I love you. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. So bad, dude.
It was, I acknowledge, I messed up. But like that was like when the honeymoon phase ended, when like the infatuation and all that, like John Legend said, we're past the infatuation stage. Like that's where that ended. It was like, okay, like now I'm like actually under some fire here. But no, like, yeah, I would say like 6-7 months or so. However long
how
that
did
was.
You guys yeah. and like you don't answer this however like however long or short you want. How did you how did you guys do during COVID together?
Actually did pretty well because we still had to go into our jobs. Like obviously like we were social. Yeah. So it was like kind of
World shut down, but listen, like the news doesn't stop.
Gotta
find out how Eastern Washington did last night in college basketball. Like risk your life in a global pandemic to come in here and tell us how like have they broken ground on the new arena for the Seattle Kraken yet?
I mean, literally that's what we're talking about. It's like, here's Seattle Kraken. Are the Seahawks going to have a season? You know, what's going on with the Sounders? Are they able to play? Yeah, we were in Seattle, and she was a producer for the 11 o'clock news, and I was at the ABC station. She was at the NBC. So, like, we were still going in every single day. Obviously, it wasn't fun, like, the weekends. Like, we wouldn't be able to go anywhere, and, like, we lived in, like, a 550-square-foot apartment because, like, Seattle's expensive as hell. But, yeah, we actually made out pretty well. Like, we did not feel like we were living on top of each other, like some couples did, but yeah, for the most part, we were fine.
That was, so we started dating my wife and I in early 2019, and I would think COVID was the first time it was like, you know, maybe life isn't all sunshine and roses. I remember we had an argument over, because she will still throw it in my face that like, you were basically, like I was way too cautious during, and as it turns out, like the world was not coming to an end.
Yeah, so my
thing was and is, and I actually still hold that I'm right. And if you're one of these people you comment on things faxed ? Like, God bless you. Just hear me out on this. So my thing with COVID was at the beginning, like you have no idea how bad this is.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's true, and obviously, as more information presents itself, like then you can change your mind, right? And you can be like a little more cavalier about things. As it turns out, the world's not going to come to an end and everyone's not going to die. But at the beginning, if you don't know how bad it is, there's another Breaking Bad line, then perhaps the best course of action should be to tread lightly. And my wife was a little more cavalier, like, I think it's going to be okay. And as it turned out, it was. But what I would say to her is you didn't know that.
You don't know.
You thought but you didn't know. Now I'm arguing with my wife and she's not even here. Just in case anyone wants to know, like, what's marriage like? This. Yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world.
We're wiping down packages and like the whole thing, like I remember like that whole week, like I was washing my hands extra, like because usually like you wash your hands after you eat, after you use, I mean my hands were raw. Like how many times are washing your hands? Like yeah, you just step outside for a fresh air, it's like, oh, I need to wash my hands and do all that. It's like, man, it was a lot, but yeah, we made it out, thankfully. I mean, obviously, like it was a tough, like not everybody did, which was obviously, that sucks, but yeah, it was.
I like you just like snuck that in there to like the million people that died. Like, sucks for you.
I'm just saying. Like, I don't want to make light. Like, oh, we made it out all good. Like, knowing that not everyone did.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. I'm sometimes like, did that all? Did it? Obviously, it did. It's like, it feels like a fever dream that actually happened. And when I had COVID in 2020, I still came in every day to do the show. Credit to me. I would have fever dreams and I was like shaking every single night. But you know what?
It's not
fun. I did the show because I'm a psycho.
I didn't get it till January 2022. COVID.
Oh, I got
like,
it.
For some reason, like during COVID, I was.
Okay, how's this? I want a question for the crew. How many times do you think you've all had COVID? Like, I know for sure that I had it once. How many times do you think we've all actually had COVID?
I know one for sure when COVID, when it first, like the NBA shut down and all that, I was sick. So like, I didn't go into work that weekend. I don't know if I had COVID or I just had like a bad like coincidence or whatever, but for sure one, I did test positive. But that was like once we moved to Vegas and stuff in January 2022.
How many times do you think you've had COVID though? How many times do you think you've had it? If you had to guess, like set a market.
If you put the over under at 2.5, I'd still take the under. I think it was like maybe a couple times.
I feel like I've had to have it more than once. Like, is it possible that I haven't had it since 2020? It's been 5 years.
I mean, you could be asymptomatic, as we learned. Like, some people just don't show anything, and it's all gravy. I'm assuming if you were out and about, I mean, like, were you out and about in the streets? Like, when did you go back outside? Was that like 2021?
When I had COVID? Oh, no. I was going. Like when I got vaccinated, I was like going out to restaurants like as much as I could. It's like I'm still going out to wear masks and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Like maybe one of those times you might have caught it, but yeah, it was not fun. Actually, I think it was this past summer when we were moving, I got rid of all of my masks. I'm hoping I don't ever need them ever again because I don't have them anymore. But yeah, when we were moving, I was like, hey, I don't need this. Let's move into our new home.
Addie had COVID last week apparently, and she was still showing up to. Well, I guess she wanted to work. We were like, Addie, just like take the day off.
That's right. Yeah, she had to.
Yeah.
The Addie Bates flu game or COVID game.
Addie Bates flu game. All right. You bet on this Thursday. Also, it's my daughter's 18th. She was born 18 months ago today. She's a year and a half old. Happy birthday to her. Just wanted to say that.
Happy 18.
What do you got for us, Femi? We don't have to play the terrible imaging if you don't want. You can however you want.
We got some stuff, but I do want to play the imaging just because, like, we have, you know, let's dress it up here on a Thursday. Right. It's week 10, second half of the NFL season starts today. So, Jake, we got a lot of stuff that we have to get to. Go ahead and kick us off here as we tackle all the happenings from throughout the world of sports.
We've scanned the globe. Oh. We've searched near and far. We've found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you Things.
Honestly, like that voice will, that voice could end marriages.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What about the other voice of main thing? What about that?
No, but the Brad Evans voice makes me want to like contract COVID. Like I'd like to like, I'll go like lick doorknobs circa 2020.
What are you doing? I'm trying to get work off.
Wait, can you? Wait, hold on. Jake, can we stop and play it again? Can we play it again? Just want to hear. Hold on. Yeah. Trying to think of like what's the best thing she. Man, it was all good. We've scanned the globe. Yeah, we have. Jake, can you play it again? Please.
We've scanned the globe.
Yeah.
We've searched near and far.
Oh,
we found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you Things.
That's good stuff. Way better. Way better than Russ and Brad. Good stuff. All right, Femi, what do we got?
All right, let's go ahead in with the first topic that we have. Jake, what's up first?
The main thing.
Hello. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. The main thing in the National Football League this week actually happens on Monday with Monday Night Football between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay, a 2.5-point favorite over at BetMGM. Totals 44.5. We'll talk about this game, obviously, today, tomorrow, on Monday. Hell of a game, Nick. How do you feel about this game and your handicap for Monday Night Football? Best Monday Night game of the year so far.
I can't wait for it. Let me ask you a question, and then I will answer your question. What do you think the games, and obviously, like, we need to see what the injury reports are going to look like. It's a Monday game, so today's basically Wednesday for that game, right? The first day of injury reports. Mm-hmm. So, assuming, like, health on both sides for the principals, where do you think this game closes?
I think we hang out here at 2.5. And I actually, I'll answer your question from yesterday, because you asked me, like, what do you think people are going to want to bet? Who are they going to pick? I was watching Get Up earlier today. They had, like, four panelists. Three of the four picked Philadelphia. I think that's going to kind of be where we're at with this game, based on what Green Bay did.
Because you answered Green Bay yesterday. Oh, no, you answered Philly yesterday on the show as well.
Yeah, I said Philly,
you did, yeah.
Yeah, I said Philly, yeah. Cause, like, just because, like, I mean, they just lost to the Carolina Panthers and the Eagles. We all know what they can do in the run game. So, yeah, I think that's kind of where we're going to be headed. Is we're not going to get to three because of that sentiment with a very, very good Eagles team. So,
and
I think we're going
to
hang out here under
it would bounce right back, even if it went up to three.
Immediately, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll be really square. I'm gonna like the Eagles.
Hey. Yeah. I could easily win the game.
I think they're.
How about this?
I just trust the Eagles more than I trust the Packers right now. And here's the thing, right? Jake. What is it? Here's the what.
The main thing.
Like, Jake, did you short circuit, buddy? Like, I mean, I teed that up for you, man. that was like Kobe to Shaq in Game 7 against the Blazers in 2000. The Packers have the ability, like, the Packers could lose this game by 20, or they could win by 20. Like, if Green Bay plays its best game, they could absolutely win this game. But for me, Femi, it comes down to trust. And I trust the Eagles. And I love Jordan Love, and you know I love Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. But I trust Jalen Hurts more than I trust Jordan Love. I'm going to like the Philadelphia Eagles coming up on Monday night. I think you disagree.
Yeah, we'll be Oppo Taco. I'm going to like the Green Bay Packers. For some reason, I trust them in this spot. I trust them against really good opponents. I trust that they'll show up. Like, I stepped into it last couple of Sunday nights ago against Pittsburgh. They were locked in for that game. We saw what they did in the second half. I think in this moment with everyone watching, especially coming off an embarrassing loss, I think Green Bay shows up and shows out. I think the Packers win and cover this number.
Yeah, I could see it for sure. Like, Eagles won't be one of my favorite bets. Yeah, correct. And then you could get where Green Bay wins big. Is it if you like Green Bay? Would you bet alts with Green Bay or no? Or you just want to lay 2.5?
It's not the worst idea. Because, like,
I think if the game's close, the Eagles are going to win. I think if it's close, the Eagles will win.
I agree with that. Yeah. They're a mentally tougher team.
And you love the Packers preseason in the NFC, and I love the Eagles, so both of us are sticking with our priors here. On the other side, we'll get bets for the college football weekend with our good pal, pro sports bettor, Joey Kanish.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.